Now starts official Goose Chicks episode 1 from the shadows like a ninja. Yeah.
That was ninja sounds.
Ninja sounds.
Like ninjas don't make sounds. They're really quiet.
Yeah, they're like they hide in the shadows. You don't know they're there.
They're very stealthy and they can like kill you before you even know they're there.
Yeah. Just show up all of a sudden.
And be like, and you don't even know what happened.
Right. But.
Yeah.
So it's been a year.
Yes, it has been. It's been a mighty long time.
And we're finally back recording.
A lot has happened in a year.
Yes, a lot has happened in the past year. I have finally, I've been looking around for an apartment, and I finally found one.
Yay!
On the 1st of January, so that's really exciting. Yes. So what has been going on with you, though?
Nothing too exciting. Working. Playing.
Yeah. I haven't been getting too much playing in recently. But I did recently get a bunch of games like no, I can't even remember.
Did you grab any games from the recent Steam sale?
Oh, the one for Halloween?
Yeah. I know I grabbed a bunch that I'm probably never gonna play. But I just can't not buy anything from the Steam.
I think I bought maybe one or two. Oh, so I think it was Amnesia, was it called?
Yeah, I grabbed that one too.
Yeah, I grabbed that. I downloaded it. I haven't played it at all.
Everyone says it's really creepy and scary.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to play it just because it seemed like one of those experience type games that you have to play it and get some weird experience or whatever. I don't know if that makes any sense. I watched the video and it looked pretty cool.
Well, from everything I've heard, it's one of those games where you are running away a lot.
Like, really?
Like, you don't want to fight stuff because you want to, it'll kill you. So you gotta, like, hide and run and.
Oh, it sounds like how I used to play any type of survival horror game. I get scared and I run away from it. And then I'd hide in a room until I got enough courage to go out there and try to shoot the crap out of it.
See, my problem with survival horror games is I always run out of ammo.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, never a very large supply of ammo, so you have to conserve it and be good with it. And I'm learning to get better at that.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those, like, running and gunning kind of people, which doesn't work very well with survival horror.
Yeah, usually I'm like that too. But I think most of the time it's sort of getting really scared about what's going to come up next. And because, you know, you'd be going down this one hallway and you can hear all these weird sounds, like things banging against the windows. And then you just know all of a sudden something's just going to jump out at you.
Yeah, something like falls through the ceiling and like.
Or comes through the window or whatever. It freaks me out.
Yeah, and then you scream, and then you're like, ah!
Yeah.
And then you feel kind of dumb for a minute, and then you keep playing, and then it happens again.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I play those games. But the Doom 3 really freaks me out last time I played it, because it's so dark in that game. And things just come out of nowhere, from behind you, from all over the place. That game really freaks me out. But I don't know, I'll try the Amnesia game eventually when I get around to it. Maybe I can talk about it for the next podcast.
Yeah. And then you can let me know how it is.
Yeah.
Because I might not get around to playing that for a while.
Yeah. So I'll see.
So speaking of, what have you been playing recently?
Well, the DC Universe Online just recently went free to play, so I downloaded that on the PS3 And I checked that out. Past couple of days were really bad with getting it online because the servers must have been really pounded from people signing up and trying to get in. So I was able to play a little bit of that. It was kind of fun. It's kind of similar to other MMOs like it, maybe like City of Heroes or Champions Online. But I really like the atmosphere of the game and the fact that, you're playing alongside with DC characters. Although I haven't really gotten that far. I've pretty much only played some of the tutorial. Well, actually, I got through the tutorial, and I've only played a few of the early missions. So I don't really have that much experience with it, but, enough to get a feel for what it's like. But you played some of it too, right?
Yeah, I played today for the first time. I didn't have to wait in a queue like everybody else seemed to, but
Oh.
I did have that long like loading screen right after I created my character.
That's weird. Yeah, I had a queue. I was like 7,000 in line. It took maybe, I don't know how long it took, maybe 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes to actually get in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
But
hopefully like it'll not be as bad later on.
yeah, I'm sure they'll probably deal with that issue. Just maybe they weren't expecting so many people.
Yeah.
Although with
It is the
something that's
weekend.
free,
Yeah, and it's the first weekend that it's out for free, right?
yeah, so everybody's probably trying it out. But
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I think I did two or three of the missions or whatever you call them. And it was kind of cool. I died a lot though, because I was walking around picking fights with people and
Are you picking fights with the with like the enemies that are around, or people that are actually
I believe it was like actual other characters.
Oh, okay.
Like I think I don't know. I guess when you're like I'm a hero, so you can't fight other
Oh, the villain.
heroes.
Yeah, the villains you'd be fighting against.
Yeah, so I'd go and find like villains and I'd try and hit them. But then sometimes people would have friends with them, so you'd go and pick a fight on someone and then like
Oh,
there's
and their friend would come along.
yeah, and they'd, beat me up and I'd die.
Yeah, that's right, because we're both on the PvP servers, so like they can do that.
Yeah, but it was fun. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, actually, I don't mind the PvP element of it because one, especially if it's like people who are the same level, it's fine with me. But when you get people who are higher level than you trying to like camp a whole bunch of people, that's not cool.
Yeah, because we're both, I think, level 4.
Yeah.
So if you have, like, some level 30 coming after you or whatever.
Yeah, it's not cool. But no, I had a fun time with that too because I was just AFK for a while. Some guy started, just trying to kill me, and because I was on the PS3 before, but then I tabbed over to my PC, so I heard my controller shaking all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, it sounds like someone's trying to kill me. So I tabbed over again. It took me like maybe a minute to go back, and I just totally owned him. And I'm like,
Nice.
oh, trying to take advantage of me being AFK. No, it's not gonna happen. So that was kind of fun. Although the second time I did meet up with someone who happened to be just standing around one of those question marks or exclamation points, and I was gonna take a look at it, but then he started just shooting at me, and I tried fighting back, but he kind of kicked my ass, so it didn't work out.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh well, you win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
But yeah. But other than that, also I was trying Pinball Effects 2 because maybe a week or so ago the paranormal table was free. It looks like it's 240 240 points now, but it's actually quite a fun table, and I especially like it when they add maybe like extra elements to the tables, like different levels, where you with this table you would go up the staircase, and then you have a different area that you could shoot your pinball at and stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool. Also, I bought some the Mars and Sorcerer's Lairs tables since I had a whole bunch of extra points from the point sale that I took advantage of before. And those are pretty cool tables. I really like the Mars table too. Because it's really pretty and it's fun to play. But other than that, I haven't really been playing too many things lately. But how about you?
Well, I recently got Battlefield 3 for the PlayStation 3. So I've been playing a lot of that, and it's kind of been taking up a lot of my time. But I don't know, I used to always be a Call of Duty fan, and I used to play that a lot. But I don't know, I might just stick with the Battlefield 3 for now and get Modern Warfare 3 sometime.
Later on, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you might find.
For now I'm enjoying this one. So,
Well, that's good.
but yeah, so that's one of my new games, and I also got Uncharted 3, which so far is amazing.
Oh man, I really need to play the first two.
Yes, you definitely do. You should play them like in order. You gotta start with the first one. But no, this one so far I'm totally enjoying it. I think I might be halfway through it.
That Nathan Drake, huh?
Yeah, I love Nathan Drake.
Oh yeah. So.
So yeah, that one's really fun. Actually, I haven't touched the multiplayer though. I played a little bit of the beta, but
Right.
I haven't touched it since I got it. I kind of just want to go through the story first because that's the fun part.
All right, definitely, 'cause you get to play as Nathan Drake, and that's the best part of it,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. And it's they're really cool stories too. Like I actually enjoy sitting there and
Nice.
going through the whole adventure with Nathan and friends.
But it's basically like Tomb Raider except with a guy, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, or like an Indiana Jones type thing.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
So it's
That
sort of
sounds
like
cool.
those things, but it's like updated and really cool.
Oh, it sounds cool.
And actually, that was probably one of my most exciting games that I'd been looking forward to this year.
Oh, well, that's
So,
great.
yeah. And then I think my next game I'm most looking forward to would be Mass Effect 3.
Oh yeah. That's a real good one that I hear is coming out. Anything else that you're looking forward to?
Oh, I'm getting Assassin's Creed Revelations, which, oh, I don't know if that comes out this week or next week. Next week, I think. It's pretty soon, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that
There's a lot
one's,
coming out.
yeah, there's a lot. Oh, and then Skyward Sword, which I know you and I are both getting.
Oh, I am so excited for that game. I pre-ordered in advance the special edition version with the golden Wii remote, 'cause I love that stuff. Oh man, I love Zelda, Legend of Zelda stuff. So,
Yeah, and that
can't
Wiimote
wait for
does
that.
look pretty cool. And does it come with a soundtrack or something?
Yeah, it comes out with a CD. I think I don't remember which one it is, but it's supposed to come out with a soundtrack either for the game, or it might have something from the symphony, or that might be something else. I don't remember. But I'd love to go to that symphony if that comes here on the East Coast. But that's going off on a tangent. But yeah, I can't wait for Skyward Sword. I played a demo of it when I was at New York Comic Con, and that was pretty cool. I just played a little bit of the dungeon area in there, and I got a free pin for it for playing it, which I was kind of excited about. I don't know, I love all this kind of Zelda stuff anyway. And I know that you get for pre-ordering the Zelda, you get the tin.
Yeah, the steelbook case.
Yeah, the steelbook.
'Cause yeah, the Future Shop here in Canada, which is the same as Best Buy, pretty much. When you pre-order certain games, you get a steelbook case, which is kind of cool. Like I got one for my Battlefield 3 pre-order, and I'm getting one for Assassin's Creed Revelations,
Oh wow.
and I'm getting one for Skyward Sword. And
Yes, that one looks awesome.
yeah, it does. They look so pretty. And I know that they had one for the Modern Warfare 3 and some other ones. And they're really, really. Actually, no, they had one for Skyrim also.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's actually another game that I'm looking forward to, Skyrim. And that I pre-ordered as well. I almost pre-ordered the version that comes with the dragon. Though that is rather pricey.
Yeah, that's like the super fancy, expensive.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I do like dragons, I don't know if I really want to pay that much money for it, especially now with, the that I'm moving out and I'm going to be like poor now.
Also,
I'm
one of the problems with like ordering things like that
Yeah.
is so often now these collector's editions come down in price.
Right. I think because probably because of the fact like people don't really buy them as much because they're so expensive.
Yeah, and so sometimes, shortly after the game comes out, it's already gone down in price by like 50
Yeah.
bucks or something.
So I mean, I just pre-ordered the game for now from Amazon, the regular edition, and I figure, I could trade it out or sell it or something when the limited edition with the dragon comes down in price, because I'd really love to have that statue, because I have a whole bunch of dragon statues already, just in my room, so that would look nice along with it.
Actually, I just ordered the collector's edition of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, really? Is
'Cause,
that the
well,
one with which one is that?
that's the one. It comes with, well, it's the Xbox 360 one, so
Right.
you don't get to play as Kratos, which I kind of wanted to,
Oh.
but the 360 one was on sale for really cheap, so I grabbed it. Actually, I didn't grab it. I ordered it. It's gonna be shipped this week, but it comes with, I think, bookends.
Oh.
With two of the Mortal Kombat characters, and it comes with like a fancy little art book.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
not sure what else is in there, but yeah, it sounds kind of cool. And it was originally like $100, I think, and I'm getting it for 30.
Oh, that's a good deal.
So lately, I've just sort of decided I'm gonna wait on collector's editions, and hopefully, they'll come down. But then there's other times where they become rare, and it's like you should have grabbed it right away, and.
Uh-oh.
So you never
Now
know. It's kind of
you're
like a
starting to
gamble.
get me worried.
Oh,
I really hope that they have like, well, you know what? There's this one Kmart that's nearby me that always has stuff stocked there, and I'm hoping that maybe they'll have one hiding in there and it'll go down in price. Because I did just get, they had a special edition Beatles, the big one that has the Beatles, the guitar, the drum set, and the microphone and microphone stand. They were selling it for $50, and it actually went down to $40. And I had a coupon, so I got it for $20.
wow.
So happy for that, because I really like the guitar, and the drum is wireless. And I've been wanting to have a microphone stand for a while, because it's just kind of annoying to hold it after a while. But that's really exciting.
Yeah,
But
that's like a
regardless.
really, really good price.
Yeah. So that was a good buy. And actually, what were we talking about?
What we were looking forward to coming out.
Yeah.
And you were looking forward to Skyrim, and then I think we
Yeah,
got
Skyrim and
distracted.
Skyward Sword were pretty much the ones that I'm most looking forward to. I can't really think of anything else besides that. Well, actually, you know what? There was the Halo anniversary that's supposed to come out on the 15th of November.
Did you pre-order that?
I didn't pre-order that. I put an EA down on it on GooseX.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll see how that comes. I saw some videos of it also at New York Comic Con. It did look interesting. I don't know if I'm actually really going to play it all that much, but I like Halo stuff, so, I might as well give it a try. And that's extra gamer points anyway, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much all that I'm looking forward to around this time. I'm sure there's other ones too.
Oh, there's tons of stuff coming out. It's so
Yeah.
annoying though, 'cause like I want good things to come out 'cause it's so exciting, and then I don't because then I don't have time to play everything.
Right, I got the Deus Ex game. I don't know if I just pronounced it right, but I got the new one. I played maybe an hour of it. I didn't even get past like maybe the first part or so, and I still have not gone back to that. I have so many games. I have Alice. I still have not finished the first part of it. I haven't even played the Alice Madness Returns. I've only played the original Alice, which like came with the game. I have too many games.
Yeah, it
I
gets
need to
really
play them.
stressful after a while.
Yeah, you just look at the pile of games and then you think, oh, when am I going to get to all of them?
Yet, like, you keep getting new ones. It's like.
There's too many new games coming out and I can't play them all.
So
It's
sad.
not fair. I want more time. I want a time machine so I can go back in time and play more games.
Yes, me too. Or like just a time pausing machine so that I can play
Yeah.
games and then still do other stuff that's important.
Yeah, exactly. That would be great. But what was anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm really excited for Borderlands 2,
All right.
which I think is coming out in February, but I could be wrong. But I loved the first Borderlands.
Oh, I love that too. Such a great game. So funny. I love the dialogue
Oh
in the
my God,
game.
yeah. I love the like claptraps.
Yeah, the claptraps are the best. They always remind me of Gurr from man, Invader Zim. I don't know.
I don't know. They say the funniest things,
They do.
and it's a really fun game to play with friends.
Oh, it definitely is. I think it's a lot more fun playing with friends than it is solo.
Yeah.
Solo actually is quite difficult, I think. At least playing with friends, you're having fun and you're sharing the difficulty of the game and laughing at all the funny lines.
Exactly. And if you die, like your friends can still be there killing
Oh, yeah, to
things.
revive you and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I did enjoy playing it by myself sometimes, but it's definitely a game that was always more fun with friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I'm hoping that Borderlands 2 will be just as awesome or even better.
Yes, I hope they keep with the same great dialogue, the great, characters, everything.
Even the enemies were hilarious, like the little
Oh,
midgets.
yeah.
They'd come out and be like, yeah.
They're great. Everything is great about that game. I mean, seriously. I hope it stays like that. But I haven't had the chance to actually play the Claptrap, the DLC that was released. The last DLC I think they released. So I have to go back and play that eventually. Hopefully before it
I
comes
played
out.
bits of all of the DLC, but I haven't like finished any of it.
Oh, really?
I really didn't like that one DLC, the like I don't remember, the Thunderdome one or whatever.
Oh, is it the Moxie's event? Moxie's something like that?
Something like that. It's awful. Well, I like the music in it though. It was fun, but it's so hard, and that's something you definitely need to have like a bunch of friends playing with you.
Yeah, that's like sort of like the horde mode type thing, wasn't it? Where
Pretty
things just
much.
keep coming at you.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you have to keep playing, or like you can't just stop and save it. Like,
Yeah, it lasts like a long time, and then if you die, you have to do it all over again.
yeah, it's just, I don't know if I'll ever get through that 'cause
Yeah, it gets frustrating. But I think you do get, they do give you weapon drops in the middle of it. But, it still takes forever to get through.
yeah.
Yeah.
But all the other DLC is pretty fun. Like the zombies one is kind of cool.
Oh, that was fun. And then there's that one brains quest. It
Yeah.
just keeps adding the A's on because it goes on forever. But I love the, what was it? The skag with the top hat?
Yeah.
That one? That was funny.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Great game, great game.
Yeah, the second one, I'm pretty sure it has to be awesome. It can't not be.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed if it's not awesome. But, oh man, so many games, and I mean, so many movies too.
Yeah. Like sometimes I just wish like my full-time job could be playing games and watching movies.
That would be awesome. But I mean, talking about movies, we have the A to Z challenge
Yeah.
that we're trying to do.
Yeah, which you've started your first movie. You started your A
Yeah.
movie. So, well, I guess we should explain what this is first, shouldn't
Yeah. What, you want to go explain it?
we? Sure. It's just, I always thought it would be kind of a cool idea to watch movies from each letter of the alphabet. I don't know why. I just thought it would be cool. But the catch is it has to be all movies that you've never seen before. So it's also a cool way to kind of expand yourself and watch movies that you've never seen or just never got around to seeing. And a bunch of us made a list. And we chose our A to Z movies. And, Zen, you started your first one. I still have yet to start.
You still haven't started your A? I thought you were watching it the last time you were talking about it in chat.
Yeah, I had issues with A. I wasn't finding movies I wanted to watch that started with an A.
Well, did you see I think you saw that already, right? Adjustment Bureau?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
And
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, not too long before I started the challenge, I had watched Away We Go.
All right.
And I was like, damn, that would have been a really good A, but I can't cheat and say that.
Right.
Because it was before, so.
Right.
But I decided my A movie is going to be the A Team.
Oh, the A Team? But what was it before that?
Originally Animal House.
All right. Okay, so then you changed it to the A Team.
Well, then I changed it to something else. Oh, I started watching some documentary called Awful Normal.
Oh, okay.
And it was just awful. Because I think I got halfway through it. It wasn't even very long, but it was a stupid documentary about, I don't know. I just didn't like it. So I stopped watching it. I'm like, I'm going to try something else. So then I chose another one, which I don't remember. And, oh, no, I know. It was something with Christina Ricci and Liam Neeson.
Christina Ricci and Liam Neeson?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up because I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Almost Dead or...
Almost Famous? I don't know. I don't know if they were even in it. That's
it was
the only
like
thing that
a movie I never, ever heard of, but it was on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to look up a bunch of these movies to see if I can find them for free because, you know, it's... I'd much rather watch it for free if I can.
Yeah. Oh, I found the movie. It was called Afterlife.
Oh, Afterlife.
It was really bizarre.
It does sound interesting, though.
And Justin Long was in it also.
But you didn't like that one, or?
It wasn't so much I didn't like it. I fell asleep. And then I was like, well, now I just don't want to start it, like, go back into it. So I'm like, I'm going to pick another one, and I'm going to stay awake and watch So that's when I went through my Netflix and I found the A-Team is on the streaming. So that's going to be it. And I used to watch the A-Team when I was a kid. I can't remember a thing about it except for Mr. T was on it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I remember of the A-Team is just Mr. T.
And they were like in a van or something.
Yeah.
And they have a van.
I pity the fool.
So yeah, and we're going to watch that. And Bradley Cooper's in it and I'm a fan of Bradley Cooper.
Right. So, yeah, you gotta get on that. You gotta watch your A.
My A is just a big problem. Once I get through the A, I think I'll be good.
It's gonna be okay. Yeah. So what is your B?
Oh, crap. I'm gonna have to, like, look at my list.
Okay. Well, let's see. My A that I just watched a little while ago, and I posted a review about it already, is... Across the Universe, which is the movie that's, you know, it features the Beatles songs, a bunch of Beatles songs. And I am a real big fan of the music. I really love the Beatles song because, you know, it's like part of my childhood because my dad used to always play the music when we were going places, garage sales, stuff like that. So it's really nostalgic.
And it was really well done, the way they incorporated all the songs.
Yeah, it is. I really liked the music and the musical numbers. The actual movie, I don't think was tied as well together as I would have liked. But every time, you know, a musical number would come up with a song... Those songs, those numbers were beautiful. They were beautiful. They were wonderful. They were, I mean, I was singing along to them. And it was, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still a good movie. But I think they probably could have handled the story a little bit better. But it's still great.
Yeah.
I
Well, I
love the songs.
think like I've that's one of my favorite movies from the past few years, but I don't know if I would have liked it if it was just a movie and not like a musical with Beatles songs. So I
Oh,
think
yeah.
pretty much that's the only reason I really love it. And
Because I
also,
love the Beatles songs, yeah.
yeah, also the lead actor is kind of cute.
Yeah, what's his name again?
It's Jim Sturgess or
Oh,
something.
Jim. Yeah. Oh, he's so hot.
But yeah, he was fun to watch, and he had his
He
cute
is.
British accent and his
And
singing and
he kind of looks like a Beetle.
yeah,
He's like
kinda.
all the Beatles together. You smush them all together.
Like he could be
He
like
looks
a
like
young
him.
Paul McCartney type or
Yeah,
something.
he does kind of look like a young Paul McCartney. But yeah, he yeah.
So, what's your B movie that you have coming
My
up?
B movie. Actually, I saw that on the Amazon queue. Since I have Prime, I can access some of their free movies. I think it was Bye Bye Birdie is free right now, so I have to go and watch that. Since I kind of like musicals, and I heard that that was
Well,
interesting,
which
so
Bye
I'll.
Bye Birdie is it? Is it the original one or is it
Oh,
the remake one?
there's a remake?
Well, there's a remake with Chyna Phillips and Jason Alexander.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Hold on. The Bye Bye Birdie. Let's see. Well, have you seen both of them?
I've seen the remake, but when I was a kid, I used to like really like musicals and I would be in all the plays and I remember we did Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I think it's the. Well, which one's the original? Well, how long ago was it done?
Oh, that one's old. 1963.
Okay, let me see my wish. I put it on my wish list to see which one it is. And this would be on my Prime Video's wish list. And oh, Bye Bye Birdie.
And then the remake one was 1995.
Huh. This looks like it's the 1963 version.
Okay, so the original.
Yeah. But it's rated 4 stars. So, oh, Janet Leigh and Dick Van Dyke. Well, that should be interesting. So, I'm gonna have to watch that one. Ooh, it's 1 hour and 53 minutes.
I'm not sure. I might have to change my B movie. I'm having so much trouble with this. It's funny. But my B movie right now, it's like it's so awful because I'll come up with movies and I'm like, damn, I saw that one. It has to be ones I haven't seen. But right now my B movie is Black Snake Moan,
Oh.
which is another Christina Ricci movie. I'm like, dude.
Actually, I think I might have seen that one. Is that the one where I remember the girl was like chained up or something like
Yeah,
that?
she's like kidnapped and I don't know. I've never seen it, but
I don't remember it yet. I have such a horrible memory when it comes to movies. You know how people can just like tell you like quotes from the movies? I can't do
I can do
that.
that sometimes. It depends on the movies. I can do it more with movies I watched a lot as a kid.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I think Bye Bye Birdie will be my next one. And Clue, oh, I should order that.
Oh, I love
Clue
Clue.
is gonna be my third one. See, this is a lot easier for me because there are a lot of movies I have not seen.
Yeah, and I've seen too many movies. But there's
Yeah,
a
a
lot
lot.
I haven't seen that people find shocking. Like, my tea is Top Gun, and everybody's like, how could you not have seen Top Gun? I'm like, I don't
Well, I guess it's no surprise I haven't seen that one either.
know.
I haven't seen Jerry Maguire either. Well, a lot of 80s movies I have not seen. I know that's for sure. And I know I want to watch Goonies and Mystic Pizza.
Yeah, so you're watching all these movies I love. I like
Yeah,
your
and I haven't
list.
seen them. And I think Amazon had Joe's Apartment, so I might watch Joe's Apartment. Oh, a bunch of singing cockroaches.
I've heard that movie's kind of awful, but
Oh, really?
Jerry O'Connell's in it. I think it's like an
Yeah.
MTV movie.
Yeah, he's that guy. He was in Sliders, I think, right?
Yeah, and he was the fat kid from Stand By Me.
He was a fat kid.
Yeah, have you ever seen Stand By Me?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, he was like, yeah, he was a pudgy little kid.
Is that a good movie? Maybe that might be one of my S's then.
Stand By Me is awesome. It's one of my favorite movies.
I'll have to see if that's like on Netflix or Amazon.
And River Phoenix was in it, and he was awesome.
You know, maybe that will be my S. But yeah, so Stand By Me. All right. And let's see, I think I'm gonna make. And I'm probably gonna have to go through all these things again to see. It's probably gonna keep changing.
Yeah. But
But.
okay, I'm gonna make it like I'm gonna make it so that I do watch my A movie this week.
Okay, good.
It is like my promise that
And then you're going to write a review about it, whether
yes.
you like it or not,
Yeah,
right?
and I will not change my movie again. I've chosen it is the A team and I have said it to you out loud.
Yes,
So
and you said it on the podcast, so
exactly. So
you're
there's no turning back. So I'm
there's no
gonna
turn.
watch it this week and I will put up a review
Yes,
and then I
so
can finally move on to B.
yes. However long that will take. But yeah.
Although it's funny because my friend who decided she was gonna do this too, she's up to like F or something.
I know. Everyone else has gone so much farther than we have. We're still, like, I'm still only on A's. You haven't even started yet. Everyone else is like so much farther.
So yeah, I'm gonna catch up for real.
Yeah.
So what else is new?
That's all I can think of for now. I mean, we can move on to the news. Like new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, like some fun geeky toys.
Yeah, like the Portal turret plush. I am so excited for that. I totally want one. It looks like it's going to be coming out on ThinkGeek mid December, I think December 18th. Let me see if I can
Hey,
put
that's my birthday.
this.
That would
Ooh.
be a perfect thing to order for myself on my birthday.
Yeah, 12/18 is estimated to come out. It's on ThinkGeek for about $30. And
It is so adorable.
it is so cute. It's a little plushy turret. And
And he talks.
it has a glowy eye. Yeah, it talks. It'll say it detects motion. So it'll say things like target acquired. There you are. I see you. Preparing a dispense product and activated. Also, like if you knock it over, it'll go critical error. I don't hate you. And if you, there's other things. If you ignore it for a while, it'll go, are you still there? So it acts like a regular portal turret.
Actually, you know what I want to get to go with it?
What?
I also saw that on ThinkGeek they have the portal weighted companion cube plush.
Oh, they do? Oh, I see that one.
And they would just look so good beside each other.
Wait, how big is this one?
I don't know, but it's awesome.
Because I have. I don't know where it is. I bought. They had on the Valve website. They had the companion cube fuzzy dice. So it's like these two. They're not even like regular size dice. They're huge dice, and there's two of them. I have not taken them out of the package yet. I keep thinking I want to bring it to work and just hang them around there. But then that would just make me look really insanely geeky. But yeah, I totally want one. One of the portal turret plushes, and I'm going to totally put it by the entrance of my new apartment, and every time someone comes in, it's gonna greet them with, target acquired or whatever.
Some
And
sort of
then,
portal speak.
yes, and then if I wanted to, I could just kick it and it'd fall down and go, ah! Or whatever,
Actually, I
malfunctioning.
think any Portal fan should get it because
Oh my gosh, yeah.
it's just a really cool.
How can you not buy it if you're a Portal fan? I mean, I have all those Portal shirts. Like the
Well, there's
pink
that mouse
one.
one.
Oh yeah, the Mouse Portal one. I
And
got
then
off.
there was the Lie to Me cake one.
Yeah, and I have the orange one. The cake is a liar. It says I am nutritious, and the cake is a liar. And there's the Portal co-op one that
With
has
Atlas and Peabody.
yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a good one too. That I got some when I went to New York Comic Con, I got a bunch of people that were commenting on it, so that was kind of fun. Oh man, but I so can't wait for this to come out. I'm going to buy it immediately. And I'm going to love it
Take care
so
of it.
much. Yes, it'll be my baby. Yeah.
It'll be your like housewarming gift to yourself.
Oh yes, it's gonna be my housewarming gift. Yes. Definitely.
Oh, and also,
Yes. Other Portal stuff. The Portal DLC. They're gonna be come. They already come out with the co-op ones for that, and they're gonna come out with the level editor soon. That's the next DLC.
so we can create our own levels.
Yes, that will be so cool.
That is kind of cool.
Cause the amount of levels right now is lacking. Cause we've already beat them all. Well, except actually, we haven't played the co-op ones yet. The new co-op levels.
No, I downloaded it, but I haven't done a thing with it.
No, I haven't either. So we're gonna have to get on that. But other exciting news is Remedy finally confirmed. Before that was just rumors. They confirmed the Alan Wake Xbox Live Arcade game.
That is
So
exciting.
I am very excited for that because I love Alan Wake. I mean, I got the collector's edition because I wanted the soundtrack because the soundtrack on that is amazing.
Yeah, me too. And it has a little book with it.
Yeah, I like the book too. I haven't read through all of it, but it is one of the best collector's editions I've ever bought. But I am so waiting for more Alan Wake content. So I'm really happy for this announcement. I'm gonna buy it right away when it comes out.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be really cool. I'm kind of disappointed it's just like it's not an actual retail game.
Yeah, it's gonna be just an arcade game. It's not Alan Wake 2. 'Cause I would love to see how, they're gonna take it from where it ended. And I mean, I played through both DLCs. So, that only goes so far. I want more Alan Wake.
Yep. So that's going to be very exciting. I'm glad they're doing more with Alan Wake.
Yeah.
And so that's like our Xbox news.
Yeah,
But for
and
the PlayStation,
yeah, PS Plus is going to be getting some new stuff. They already have some stuff out. Like, I think the Crash Bandicoot. I haven't
yeah.
downloaded those. Have
They
you downloaded?
have all four Crash Bandicoots that were from the original PlayStation available.
Right, so
Like
that's
one
out
to
now.
three or something, and then the last one's like a racing game or I
Yeah,
don't
Crash
know.
Team Racing.
Yeah. So those four are all on there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think there's some kind of hydrophobia prophecy. I have no idea what that one's about.
Yeah, I don't know either. I downloaded it though. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I have to go and download those before they go away.
I love PlayStation Plus.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna
But.
have to resubscribe
Oh,
before the end of
yeah. I'm gonna keep on subscribing. I think I don't have to till next summer, though.
the year. Right. Well, honestly, I think probably you get more value out of PS Plus than you get out of maybe Xbox Live subscription. At least, game wise. The only thing is you have to keep paying it to play the games.
Exactly. But you do get a lot of games, and some of them you might never have tried. And
True.
because you get them for free with your subscription, you get to play games that you might actually find out that you love and you never would have tried otherwise.
Right. See, like, I never had the original PlayStation, so all of these PlayStation games are new to me.
I'm
Well,
also loving that I can download these original PlayStation games and stick them on my PSP.
oh yeah. The only thing is I don't have that much room on my PSP.
You gotta
But
get more memory sticks.
Yeah, I need to get a bigger memory stick. I hardly play my PSP anymore. I just got it out recently to test the game I received. But I like the PS Minis though, and I know there's let's see what's coming out. There's some PS Minis are coming out. Rumble Trucks is out right now. Let's see. There's one coming out on 11/8, which is called Where Is My Heart? I watched a video of it on Joystick. That looks interesting. It actually looks really cute, really pretty.
It does
I'm
look
not
really
quite sure.
cute.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I really understand how the gameplay is supposed to work, but I'm gonna download it anyway. It's free for PS Plus members, starting on the 8th, and I believe it's coming out later on in November for $6.99, if people want to buy it. And then Doodle Fit is coming out 11/15. And also, let's see, Full Game Trials. What, those are trials then? Who cares about those?
Yeah, I don't really care about the trials.
Let's see, discounts. Jurassic Park the game, the full series, episodes 1 to 4 is going to be 20% off on
Oh,
11/15.
actually, there was another thing about that.
Which one?
If you renewed or got a PS Plus membership, I think from now until a certain date, you get the Jurassic Park game for free.
Really?
But
That's
we wouldn't get it unless we renewed our membership right now.
Oh.
But actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that game. It sounds kind of cool. I like the Jurassic Park
Like the
movies.
game. So is this sort of like how they did with the Back to the Future games? Is that what that is? Or is it just an older game? Wait, Jurassic Park the game.
I think it's made by the same company that did the Back to the Future games.
Oh, really?
So
Okay.
it might be a similar type of thing.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about it. I have to look it up. Let's see what else is coming out. They're 11/15, they're gonna be a bunch of free avatars that are holiday themed avatars. Like a turkey leg. I probably won't bother downloading those.
I wonder if they would have those in Canada since our Thanksgiving is already over.
Oh, that's right. That was a month before, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know if we would even have those crazy looking avatars.
Yeah, this is from the US PlayStation.com blog, so that's where I'm getting that from. I don't know if it would be different on the Canadian site. But I mean, that's what it looks like they have for now for all the stuff that's coming out that looks interesting. But other than that, there's not much else. I don't know, you have any other newsworthy stuff that you can think about?
Not right now.
Yeah.
I'm
So I
excited
guess.
for some more 3DS games to come out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I don't know.
I'm
3DS
gonna.
isn't that exciting yet still.
Yeah, I'm still tr on the fence on whether or not I want to buy it right now. I mean, I'm gonna check the Black Friday deals to see if there's any good deals coming out. But I mean, the only reason I bought the DS when it came out, like a little after it came out, was because they had a special Legend of Zelda edition DS,
You just can't
which is
help
gold.
yourself when it's Zelda related.
No, I couldn't help myself. And they had a sale for that, and it was one of the Zelda DS games packed in with it. They had it as a bundle during, it was one of those after Thanksgiving Black Friday sales, so I had to buy it. I have to have a golden DS. I'm not gonna get rid of that thing. Even if I get a 3DS, I'm not gonna get rid of it. But I really hope if they do have a 3DS, it's going to be a special Legend of Zelda version that I'm gonna get. Or if they're never gonna come out with that, maybe I'll wait until a good deal comes out. Because I would eventually like to get that. Because they do have.
Well, they do have a 3DS Zelda coming out soon.
Yes, I know.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they ended up with a Zelda bundle of some sort.
Well, that's right. I think they're developing a new Zelda game or something for the 3DS. So, yeah. Actually, I kind of would like to have maybe a silver version instead of a gold one. I am looking forward to see what they do with that. And if they do make a new Zelda one, then I'm definitely going to have to buy that just for that game.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and then we can finally play some 3DS games online.
Exactly.
And not have to worry about, I think they don't have the friend codes now for that, right? Or is it same friend codes?
I don't know. The whole friend thing on that is kind of confusing.
Yeah, I don't know why Nintendo has to make it so difficult to play multiplayer.
I don't know. You think they would have learned that there's an easier way to do it.
Right.
Like, just talk to Microsoft and Sony. They'll be like, it's much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of my experience.
Yeah. Oh. I guess I'm going to wrap it up then. So...
Yeah, and then hopefully we'll be back soon with
some more fun
new and exciting awesomeness. So. Where we won't talk over each other as much, I hope.
Well, we didn't do so bad with that.
No, we did all right. I mean, we're still not used to this stuff.
Yeah, it's only our first official episode, so.
Yeah.
Our third, I guess, if you're going to count
the practice
episodes, but this is the first official. So, well, it was a good episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think.
I hope it wasn't too weird.
But hey, we'll get better.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So then we're going to sign off for now. And until next time, on the second episode, we'll... wish you all a good night or a happy
morning,
Thanksgiving.
Or good day.
Merry Christmas. Whatever. So.
Sayonara.
Signing off. Zen and.
Ghost.
Have a good night.